broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Woodstock Kid Biz Expo, and we've got the cutest little girl right next to me. Her name is Kendall Ray Johnson. And how old are you, Kendall?
I'm 7.
You're 7. And what is so cool about you is that you are the youngest certified farmer in Georgia. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it that I'm the youngest certified farmer in the state of Georgia.
Well, are you so surprised?
Yeah.
So what got you interested in farming and, like, growing things? How did that get started?
It all started from my great-grandma, Kate.
What did she do?
She taught me the Calgary story.
What story is this?
That's a little short story that I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Well, what's neat is that you must be really interested in having fun in growing things, right?
Right.
So what's your favorite thing to grow?
My favorite thing to grow is carrots.
Why do you love carrots? Are they easy to grow?
Well, they're not easy to grow, but carrots are my favorite vegetable because they're so delicious.
Do you like that you can go out and pick out something that you grew and eat it?
Yeah.
You didn't get it at the store?
I ate carrots straight from the ground.
That you grew yourself, right?
Right.
What else do you grow?
I also grow strawberries, tomatoes, blueberries, and we're also growing cantaloupe.
Wow. I bet it takes a while to grow a cantaloupe.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
So how did you decide that you wanted to grow the different vegetables and fruits? Are they your favorite ones? Is that what you chose to grow?
Well, sometimes I grow things that I don't like, and now that I do like.
What's something that you didn't like?
Something that I didn't like is broccoli.
But now you like it because you grew it?
I still don't like broccoli as much as my mom do.
Do you sell your fruits and vegetables somewhere?
Yeah, I sell my fruits and vegetables at Fairburn Road.
At Fairburn Road?
Yeah.
And do lots of people come by and buy them?
Yeah.
Aw. Is it really fun to grow fruits and vegetables? Is it like a really fun thing to do? Because I've never done it and I would love to try. But I don't know how hard it is.
Well, it's hard, but when you get used to it, it's pretty easy.
Do you have to worry about animals coming and eating your crops?
Well, you don't have to worry, but the most thing that you have to worry is hornworms.
Oh, really? Those worms that will come and eat your fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you have to spray anything on there? What do you do?
Well, when we spot a hornworm, we kill them.
Oh, you're smart. You're a smart girl. So, you've been on some TV shows, right?
Right.
What shows have you been on? Do you remember?
I've been on Good Morning America.
Was that so fun?
Yeah.
Did you fly to New York City?
Yeah.
What was that like? Had you been on a plane before?
I've been on a plane like 2 times.
Wow. Did it seem like a big city?
Well, it was a busy city.
A busy city, especially compared to Woodstock, Georgia. I bet it's really busy.
Yeah, and while I was in New York, I get to ice skate.
That's true, because they have that big place to skate by Rockefeller Center, I think it's called. Where is your, is it right outside of your house? Like where you're growing your plants and your crops, where do you grow them?
I grow them on Fairburn Road.
You grow them on Fairburn Road. Got you. Okay.
And in Southwest Georgia.
Yeah.
Do you grow on your home property?
Do you grow on your home property?
It's in the backyard, right?
In the backyard?
Yeah. But sometimes we grow fruit in the front yard.
Oh, yeah. You got to have space.
Why do we grow in the front yard?
Why do you grow in the front yard?
Because we ran out of space in the back.
So you've been on the Ellen Show? Is that right?
Yeah, I've been on the Ellen Show. Well, I've been on lots of TV shows that I don't remember that my mommy remembers.
Yeah, I bet you're a busy girl, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to continue to grow your business and, like, keep planting things and keep growing things?
Yeah, but sometimes I have dreams that I really want to come true.
Like what? What's a dream you have that you would like to come true?
Well, I want to be an artist when I grow up.
That's awesome. You know what? You could do both. While your crops are growing outside and all your different plants, you could be inside painting or doing whatever art you like.
Yeah, sometimes I do art. Sometimes I go outside in my garden.
Well, yeah, you've got to balance things out, right?
And what's the other thing that you love to do that mommy has to pay for?
Okay, what is the other thing that you love to do that your mom has to pay for?
Other thing that I like to do is jump.
You love to jump? It's not it. Your mom says no. Are there? But you probably have a lot of things that are really fun in your life. You've got a very supportive mama.
Huh?
Geronimo.
What's Geronimo?
Geronimo is my horse. I don't own a horse yet, but I ride horses.
Wow, that is a big business. That's a lot, isn't it? But your horse is named Geronimo?
Yeah, but sometimes I ride Fancy. Mm-hmm. Because Fancy is a royal horse.
Okay.
And it's the easiest horse to control.
Oh, well, that's a very important thing when you're 7, right?
Right. But now I don't ride horses that much.
Oh, well, listen, everybody's got to balance themselves out, right? Like, you've got school coming. You've got things to think about out in the yard. You've got to probably start painting at some point. You're trying to make your life, like, pretty busy and fun, though, right?
Right.
So do you think that fun, doing things that are fun, is really important?
Yeah.
Well, good. And you think it's fun to grow plants? Do you think I should start?
Yeah.
I know. I'm worried. I think I would water them. I'd love them to death. Like, that's what I would do. But you seem to have a green thumb, they say, right? Where you can grow anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the show and to talk about this. I don't know that many people even know that there's, like, the youngest farmer, certified farmer in Georgia. It's 7 years old. Well, I should have you come to my house and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Well, I can't wait to see where you go and all of your dreams come true, whether it's horses or painting or gardening or all of it. All of it happened for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.